This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A Brunswick County man is in the Robeson County Jail after a pursuit that was ended in Columbus County on Thursday. Justice Simmons, age 41, was wanted for a January shooting near Maxton. Robeson deputies attempted a traffic stop yesterday. Simmons fled into Columbus County. He was eventually stopped near Boardman. Deputies were processing a pair of drug trafficking suspects near the Boardman exit when they were called out to assist in the chase. The suspects in that case are both facing trafficking charges. We have much more on both these stories online. Two men have been charged in the December shooting of a man in Chaburn. Eugene Scoot Cromartie and Xavier Boss Cromartie were arrested on drug trafficking and firearm charges in a coordinated effort by Chaburn Police and Sheriff's Office. The victim is still hospitalized in serious but stable condition. A fight between brothers sent one man to jail and another to the hospital on Thursday night. Emilio Gutierrez fled from deputies but was captured in a cornfield. He allegedly beat and stabbed his brother Jorge Nunez at a home on Birch Park Lane. Gutierrez is also being held without bond because of an Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainer. North Carolina could become the 30th state in the union to allow constitutional carry of firearms. Senator Danny Britt of Robeson County has co-authored a bill that would do away with the requirement for a concealed carry permit. North Carolina already allows open carry of handguns for legal gun owners. Whether the bill could survive a veto by Governor Josh Stein is unknown. Stein is a vocal opponent of expanding gun rights in the state. A t-shirt and bracelet fundraiser supporting Kyla Mae Benton is set for February 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Lowe's parking lot in Wyville. Shirts are $15 and $18. Bracelets are $3 each or 2 for 5. Call 910-625-7724 or 910-734-1753. Kyla is recovering from injuries sustained in a car crash January 6th that killed her mother, Misty Cripp. The Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina will host a pop-up market tomorrow from 10 until 12 at West Columbus High School in Sierra Gorda. There's no income, residency, or ID requirements. Bring your own bags and boxes. For more information, go to foodbankcenc.org. Hallsboro Neighborhood Watch will meet on Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. at Mount Hebron Church, 570 Redbug Road. Special guests will include members of the Sheriff's Office, Fire Department, and County Commissioners. Southeastern Community College will host the Youth Leadership Summit on February 12th. Special guest will be Miss North Carolina's teen, Cameron Hollowell. She'll lead a meet-and-greet session, and there'll be activities focusing on resume building, personal branding, and joining the global workforce. Go to sccnc.edu for more information. It's almost baseball season. The Wolfpack Optimist DYB Showcase is March 1st. Registration ends February 22nd. Contact Jonathan Soles at 910-234-5906 to sign up. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.